Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Energy, part of the story of inflation around the world. The headline in The Economist tells the story that it's been with us for several days now. Will oil hit $100 a barrel? My conversations with Simon Constable. He's in the south of France watching commodities. He writes for Barron's in the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. We're now looking at that $100 a barrel question mark in The Economist magazine. Those are the really smart people in the United Kingdom. And asking, how are the prices in the south of France, especially diesel? Simon, a good day to you. I understand your weather is perfect. You're in paradise, but you have to drive your vehicle. What is oil doing? What is diesel doing? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Oil, like everywhere else, has been falling. Falling like the bond market's been falling like the stock market's been falling. People are pulling out of it. However, what is not falling is the price of a liter of diesel fuel here in France. And allegedly, it says the national price is €1.94 a liter. That's approximately the same as what you would pay in California, which is around $7 to $8 per gallon. So it's a lot of money. I have not seen that price anywhere. It's a little bit more than that where I live. Not quite sure why that is, but it is what it is. And I'm not going to expend any more energy trying to find a cheaper thing. What's interesting here is I think that this will be the new norm. I think we're going to see energy prices stay high because Saudi Arabia and Russia both want them to be high for very different reasons, but that's just going to continue the way it is.
You're surrounded by agrarian France, and they use diesel as well for their farm implements. So eventually this will make its way into the food prices. However, I turn from the concern about energy in the third winter of the war, and also the prospect that Saudi Arabia and Russia will continue to work together to get that $100 a barrel made normal around the world. We're no longer in the driving season here, and yet prices have been going up recently. I come to the question of green, the future of the electric vehicle, the future of alternative energy such as wind and solar. Now, you're in France. You have a fleet of nuclear power plants that give you electricity. That is not the case back in the United Kingdom, your home. We have announcements from the Conservative Party, the Tories, who lead the parliament, have for more than a dozen years. Announcements dialing back green. You attended COP26 in Glasgow several years past, in which Boris Johnson, who's two prime ministers ago, made pledges of net zero in the United Kingdom. At that time, you did some heavy reporting, and it looked like everybody was on board. They just left the train, Simon. Rishi Sunak has announced a cutback in the expectations of electric vehicles. He's announced a closing down and ending of high-speed rail 2 to the north of England, which was meant to be part of the conversion from car vehicles to train vehicles. And he's also heretofore mentioned increasing the North Sea field yield of oil and gas. What's happened in the United Kingdom? Why is this happening all of a sudden? What is it, 2 years after COP26?
It is a remarkable thing. And before we get into what has happened, it's something I've been noticing for a while, that Rishi Sunak's energy policies are nothing if not inconsistent. And I mean internally inconsistent. They're not inconsistent with other things. They are at odds with themselves. It's sort of like a schizophrenia for a policy wonk, which in many ways he really is. So what happened back in COP26, as you said, it was net zero by 20 2030 or 2040 and EVs to be the only vehicles that were new that you could buy in 2030. Well, that's been pushed back to 2035 and lots of other things. And what it is, I think, is pandering to the forthcoming election, which will be next year at some point, so that Rishi Sunak can get some votes. Well, that's the idea of the pushing off the you have to buy a new vehicle that's an electric vehicle to 2035 will give some people some respite from costs. And the putting the high-speed rail link back indefinitely, i.e. it's cancelled forever, will stop taxes needing to go up because it was going to be very, very expensive, even by government standards. So, you know, when government's saying this is a bit too much, you know, it's really going to put a hole in your pocket in increased taxes. And part of that is just flailing around. So one thing you mentioned that the party is meeting now in Manchester every fall, every autumn, as we call it in the UK, all the parties meet to have a big conference. They meet individually and they discuss their policies and what they're going to be doing for the next year. And it's a way to garner support and test new ideas. And this one, going to Manchester, which is in the north of England, and saying we're going to not have the high-speed rail thing to London, is not going to do him any favors with getting reelected. And neither is a lot of other stuff that's been going on. This just reeks of chaos. Anyway, that's my thought.
The concern I have right now is green in general. Green in general is into question because the prices, Simon. Suddenly we understand the electric vehicles that have been sold so far have been heavily subsidized here in the United States and not without subsidies in the United Kingdom as well. But there are stark numbers to show that the public is not buying electric vehicles. When given the choice, they go to fossil-fueled vehicles. I mentioned one aspect I've learned about an EV recently. EVs are very heavy on the road because of the heaviness, the weight of the battery that propels them. That means that the tires wear out faster than in a fossil fuel vehicle. It also means that the tires wear out in a fashion that they leave particulate all over the road. And that is breathable by people who drive on that road. Damaging the roads, damaging the tires, and costs more money than a fossil fuel vehicle. It doesn't sound like the salesmanship is working in the United Kingdom. They're not buying it. Your measure...
No, they are certainly not buying it in the UK. And on top of all that, we don't have the new power plants to take up the extra energy that's going to be needed by all these new electric vehicles. So it's multiple layers of problems.
And your measure right now of Labour, are they going to stay with Green, or do you think they'll make a mid-course correction as well? Because Labour is given high points in the polling when it comes to next election.
I think they're going to have to, because there is no way that the population is going to vote them back in after 5 years. It's a five-year term when you get elected into Parliament. If taxes go up too much, and taxes will have to go up if they keep with the green agenda as it is now. I'm not saying the green agenda in general. It's just going to take longer than anyone wanted or predicted. And so the COP26 figures, which were, we're going to do this all by next week, which in the big scheme of things, it sort of was like a next week thing. But that's not possible. And it's been known that that's not possible for a long time. And now it's becoming very real to the people in the hot seats, which is right now it's Rishi Sunak, and soon it's probably going to be Keir Starmer.
Simon Constable, he's in the south of France. He's in paradise where the weather is excellent. I won't even ask him to torture us with how good it is. However, the energy story in the United Kingdom, the energy story across Europe is changing quickly. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.